Top Hit Recording Podcast. Tonight, our special guest, the Insatiable Diggs.
This song to Tate Dedens.
You must stay in our lane, and I expect the thing, cause I love you, babe. And I know it's all wrong. Walking with her. world's gone down. Want both gone down. Yeah. If you want it, ain't no need for that. No way. Ain't nobody holding in you, son. So there ain't no doubt. So there ain't no doubt.
Going on, y'all?
Hey.
Doing good. Doing
really great set. That was dope. I mean, all them tunes were killer. You're definitely the biggest band I've been a part of in here. So that was cool to see well.
No, this is a record set. They're league leaders.
Oh, all right.
Record setting night. Eight people in the studio.
Did we break the fire code?
Probably. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. We broke the record. So congratulations, y'all.
Thank you.
Yeah, killer set, though.
Earlier, I thought there were 9 people in this band. I really did. I don't know, like, who's the missing person. Tim. Okay, I'm a jerk.
Shout out
okay,
to Tim.
Anyway, so I'm like...
Yeah, I did hear 9. I was thinking 9 all day. I was thinking, all right, man, 9, it's going to work. This is going to be a real tiny desk session. We're going to figure it out. And then I heard 8, and for some reason, I was super relieved. I was like, 8? Oh, it's so many less than 9.
still
a record regardless. So, yeah, man, I agree with Earl. You know, the control that you guys showed in recording with that many people, one microphone in the room, it's a testament to your musicianship, the way you listen to each other as band members. So super, super cool on our end to see that many people make music that good, that listenable. You know, it wasn't like a ton of stuff going on. You could individualize everything that was going on in the mix at the same time. And fortunately, we get to listen to it, you know, directly after. And Earl had it in the cans tonight. So we get a preview of what it sounds like. But, you know, kudos to you guys for being able to manage such a big sound in such a small space. So,
Yeah, it's not easy to do, especially like I just came in and did this podcast. We just have 4 people in my band. And even then, like, you don't really know exactly what you sound like until you hear it played back.
Sure.
Like, I mean, if you're sitting close to the keys sound loud. If you're next to the sax, it sounds like it's going to blow you away. But in the mix, it all sits perfect. Like, I know in the room, sometimes you have to just trust it, but you all killed it. It
was Shout out to Earl Bowman, who just played, you just played this podcast too, man.
Just released. Good call, Brian. All right. So I guess the first thing for our listeners, what we'll do is if we can go around the room and introduce everybody individually before we get into how you guys got together and all that. If you don't mind.
Yeah, just pass the mic on.
Pass it around, man.
Hey, everybody. Adam Huffer, saxophone. I'm actually the newest kid on the block in this band. I'm very grateful to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, for, I heard three rehearsals. Is that true? Yeah. Killer. Killer, man. Killer.
Confirmed.
I'm Sarah Bright on backup vocals.
Sarah with an H.
Sarah with an H.
That's right. Don't play games.
I am Joanne. I sing backup vocals, and I really love being in this band, and you all have become like family to me, so I need it. This is true. So anyways, I do the least of the band probably, you know, do some Who's and whatever, but it's so much fun. It really is. I love all these guys.
I had a bowling birthday party
and I invited everybody. Adam, I didn't know you yet, so otherwise you would have been invited to go bowling. So
So Joanne,
you had the X Factor, okay? You had the, we cannot put you in a box. You bring a thing that we can't really name or describe.
Okay. Yeah. So Brad, my the guy who does all the editing for these podcasts, who started this thing with me, he was like, "All right, man, like nine people is a ton of mics, so just give do like four or five." And we're like, okay. So I gave Spencer the honor of figuring out who that was going to be. And everybody said, give Joanne a mic. Give Joanne a microphone. Joanne needs a microphone. She's definitely a spokesman for the band.
The only one that talks. Like, no, not me. Oh my God. Yeah, all of them. So, yeah.
All right, there you go.
Like a press conference, like for the president. Just like
mics. Here's me. Oh my God. Yeah, and I never know what I'm going to say next, so I don't know.
Which is why a microphone in your hand is perfect for this podcast. So we appreciate you guys for the recommendation.
That's fantastic, Jerome. Thank you.
All right, Jeff, your turn, my man.
My name is Jeff Ivory, and I am the lead singer of Insatiable Digs, and I absolutely love these beautiful, fine people, each and every one of them. And I have an amazing wife. Hello, baby.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Well done, sir.
Patrick Shoring, I play guitar, and I do not have a beautiful wife.
But you know what you do?
I don't have a wife.
Patrick has some beautiful pedals that we were noticing earlier that he built all of them. So when you listen to those beautiful sounds and tones from the guitar, just know that Patrick put those suckers together.
I actually didn't play any of those today, but...
Well, come on, dude. I just pumped you up. You should have just said, yes, that's me.
Well, they're all high gain... So you would know.
Yeah, dude.
You'll know when they're on.
Now, you know where you can check them out, though? If I'm not mistaken, I believe Mom's Music still has a few of them.
Mom's Music, Gain Stage Effects.
Gain Stage. It's some good stuff.
Or hit me up on Instagram.
What I always heard is if you have pedals, you don't need a wife. So you're good.
Exactly. I'm married to the game.
I guess that's Spencer's plan as well.
Yeah, so guess what? Spencer's got pedals, too.
He got a lot of pedals.
I'm passing the mic.
Brian has his own, man. Brian has his own.
Yeah. I'm Brian Leonard, and I do have a beautiful wife, Brittany Leonard. I do. Shout out to Gain Stage Pedals. He makes his own pedals. They're awesome. And I love all of these people. Yeah, man, they make it come together.
Feel free to sponsor this podcast by, you know, Top we take podcast. Pedal donations.
Hey, this was a lot of fun. I discovered my new favorite band off of this podcast. Oh. So this is awesome, man.
Yeah. Shout out to that band.
Shout out to Ill Vibe Tribe.
Hell yeah. We love them.
Yeah.
So Ill Vibe Tribe is absolutely a favorite one of ours. We had them open our Monarch series. We have this series, I don't know if you all are aware of it, Top Hill Takeover at the Monarch. And those guys headlined the first one of those, and it was just ridiculous. They'll be back on April 1st, so you know soon they will be back on. I guess dates don't mean anything when you say them on a microphone. Anyway.
Love Monarch though. Monarch is
oh yeah,
like
we love the Monarch.
One of the coolest things ever. Yeah. Like, played there, and it was like the most captive audience. It spoiled me because like I'm like there will not be this many people this quiet probably ever again.
It's important. We talk about it. plenty on this podcast, but you know, Mark was our episode 199. He came on, talked about the Monarch, and just it's the most important place for musicians and artists because it really allows them to understand that their stuff matters. Their work is important. The people are listening. They pay attention. So April 7th is our next one. You know, we've got a few scheduled, and April 7th is going to be killer. I don't know if this will be out or not by then, but we have Tyler Hood. We've got Daniel Todd Kane. We've got, who else we got? Oh, the Pretty Goods, man. Oh, the Pretty Goods. The Pretty Goods are amazing. So it's going to be another killer show. Let me think. Can we put 9 people on that little stage? We're going to have to figure that out, I do believe. We might have to figure it out, y'all.
Squeeze on.
We might have to figure it out. All right. Jason, my man, keep on rolling.
Top Hill,
sorry, I just interrupted. We're not even through the introductions yet.
We'll get there. It's a magic night, right?
Yes,
Top
sir.
Hill Recording. Thanks for having us. I'm Jason. I play bass in the band and Gain Stage Effects. Sponsored my appearance tonight. And yeah, check them out, Instagram. Better sell some shit.
Hi, everybody. I'm Nick Stinnett. I've only got a few pedals, but I do have a beautiful wife. So, you know, that makes up for it. I'm going to grow old with her.
There you go. Don't need those pedals, man.
No.
Your pedals, as long as it does sustain, you're good.
I could, but I'm not sponsored by Gain Stage Effects.
This is not something I know.
So I'm here to tell you, don't buy Gain Stage Effect pedals.
Whatever you do.
Whatever you do, Gain Stage Effects, don't buy.
There's a lot of things you should do. Yeah. Well, you know, I don't think, I think you just sold 2, actually, just saying that. Like, you know what? I'm buying 2. All right, you guys. So how in the world, number one, do you manage 9 people? We got 8 tonight in the band. But how did this Insatiable Digs come together? Who's going to be the leader on bringing this sucker together? Brian, my man, how in the world do you get 9, 8, however many? I know, like, getting... How hard is it to get 4 people to practice?
It's hard to get. I mean, it is. Every week we try to get together, but it's always a different day. You're just trying to figure it out. I can't imagine doing double what I'm already trying to deal with.
Yeah, so what in the world led to, I'm going to make the biggest band I can make, and we're going to be badass. How do you get there?
Yeah. I just write songs, and then I just try to hit up people I know who are cool, and it works out, man. I mean, it's really that easy.
It's about as simple as it gets.
It's crazy, yeah. I love all these people.
Very good songs.
Listen. Adam Huffer, who is our newest member, man, I went to high school with him. We went to Manual.
And, okay, I went to Manual. I'm a Manual grad. Man. I actually graduated.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
There you go, dude.
There's a bunch of
performing arts.
Hey, cheers to my Manual grads in the house. Cheers. Who was there?
Manual
1, 2, 3,
yeah,
5 of us?
We were YPass guys. Were you YPass?
7?
Yeah, I was YPass.
What was
7?
You?
Yeah, baby.
What'd you play? What were you?
I actually double majored. I was both upright bass and classical guitar.
What?
Yeah.
I was cello. I was first chair cello at orchestra. I graduated in 98.
Dude.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Adam was in
the band. I was rocking saxophone. Yeah, saxophone. I did all the, you know, all the shows, all the first chairs.
Shout
all
out to YPass, man. Hey,
seriously.
You talk about a school that I didn't appreciate until after I left it. You
1,000%.
Know what I mean? 1,000%. Because I was a punk when I was in it. I like cut class all day. That was first chair cello. I didn't give a shit. I still cut class. I didn't care. But after I left it, I was like, I started playing in bands and I was like, oh, wait. That actually
paid
off.
We actually might have learned something.
Yeah. I actually learned a lot of stuff. Shout out to Dr. Dolatowski, my conductor, man. Taught me a lot of shit.
Who would have thought?
But anyway, Digs, man. I just write songs and I get people who can play and sing. And this guy right here, man, I used to work with him. And he used to come into the break room like singing Michael songs. And I'd hear him singing. And I'm like,
Michael Bolton?
Michael Bolton. Michael Bolton songs. Michael Bublé. Yeah. And I was like, man, I'll build a band around you one day. And I did.
Sweet.
So
I'm always super impressed to remember that Jeff, this is the first band that Jeff's ever been in.
What?
Is that crazy?
Shut up. Are you serious?
he plucked him off the street and was like, you're an amazing singer. Yeah. I'm going to make you a star, kid.
Seriously. I mean, so when did that take place? When did this materialize? Like, when was the start of the Insatiable Digs?
Like, I worked with him. Like, we're all old, man. We're all a bunch of Gen Xers over here.
My man.
And except for Sarah, she's like Gen Alpha.
I also went to Wabash, but I was in choir, like a nerd.
I graduated in 2010.
Definitely, I was going to say, like, if I say the year, everybody's going to be upset.
Yeah, probably with this kid.
But I mean, I heard him really singing like I don't know, man, probably 15 years. I don't know, a long time ago. And that was like one day I just kept it in the back of my head. You know how like you hear somebody sing and you're like immediately you know if they can sing or not, like the first time they open their mouth. Well, that's what I heard him come into the break room singing, and I was like, oh, you're one of the people that can sing. So I was like, I'll build a band around you one day. And then I got some people around me playing.
Were you playing with people otherwise?
Man, I was playing with him, he's a
badass
aficionado on guitar. Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah,
totally. You can tell.
Prodigy.
And then, he tries to stay behind the scenes. But
crazy is like I was playing with Nick. Nick plays keys in this band, but he's I'm not even the best drummer in this band. Nick's a drummer. He's a way better drummer than I am, and he plays drums for other bands. We have man, all of us are in other bands.
I knew he was in something when he said Bulldog Cafe. I knew he was into trouble. His drums. All right, I see now.
Back in the day, I'd say this band started just like every great band, which is when another band ends.
Yeah.
Basically a band ended and then there was a void of like, well, what do we do next kind of thing. And I think I was on vacation and you sent me you two playing a song that we never finished. And it just went from there. But because I think a lot of us have played together in different variations through our aging. And you know how it goes when something fizzles out, you start sitting at home and just thinking, well, what are we gonna do? And again, luckily Brian is just a dude who knows how to put out bangers, and he started doing that, and then we just keep inviting people until we can't fill a space like this.
Yeah, you just keep inviting people we know who are good people and can do music
and contribute. Well, I mean, you know, when
y'all do music, y'all wanna be in a safe space.
Yeah, dude, we can make this a 12-piece real quick. You know, all right. So
it's on Thursdays,
it's like,
or Mondays.
Don't tempt me.
Mondays are out. It's got to be Thursdays, fellas. So it is interesting because with every piece that you've added, you have to be able to understand if the addition is subtracting. Because, you know, you get to a point when you have enough pieces where you don't have to have another piece. You know, like Earl's at the point right now where he doesn't need another piece in his band. But if a fiddle player comes along that loves his music and wants to play every set with him, and he's like, all right, you fit. You say, you know, it's if that fiddle player doesn't subtract from everything else that's going on, it makes sense. So as an 8-piece, it's interesting because as you add pieces to make sure that nothing else is getting taken away. So the fact that, you know, like, Nick, maybe you were a drummer first and you're coming over to the keys and you're going to play parts that fit instead of, like, these crazy parts because you want every note to be heard because you're this crazy keyboard player. Not that you're a great keyboard, you're a great piano player. But you don't have to play all the notes.
No, that's what's great. Every time we add somebody else, I get to play less.
Well,
that's
and the fact that you understand that makes sense. I mean, that's it's wild that you're building a band like that with people that understand that, with musicians that understand that you don't have to play all the time. Like, dude, I can sit back. You know, Spencer's a crazy guitar player, has spent years educated and learning and a luthier and doing all these things. And when you watch a player like Patrick, a guitar player that plays like him, you understand that he is way better than because of his restraint, because of the notes he plays when he plays. And then when you play your solo stuff and you kind of get everybody drawn to what you're doing, you go, holy shit, he's playing some amazing, amazing stuff, that you hide yourself in the background because the music allows for it and the other players allows for it. That doesn't happen a ton. And it's really, really interesting to see that you built a band of addition without subtraction.
Yeah, a lot of addition. And you all kill it. Like, yeah, everybody really sits in their role.
Keep talking.
It's hard. Yeah. I mean, y'all are great. Like, we've not had a band this big in here.
No.
It'd be really easy for y'all to play all over each other, but everybody just sits in their role. And I, like Neil said, that's what shows how good of a musician you really are is what you're not playing, yeah. really. Because like when you do go to take your lead or whatever, you go, oh shit, he mm-hmm. play the fuck out of that thing.
Yeah.
And then you come back and you kind of sit back and everyone's just grooving and next person steps up. It's really cool to see.
I'm sure you all been in the room. No offense to any band coming up or any band playing. No names being said. This is just an example where it's a four piece and you walk out of the room and you cannot hear yourself think because it was just so in your face and so loud. Even if it wasn't like rock, even if it wasn't supposed to be that, it was just supposed to be, but it's just so much. It just seemed like, I really, really.
Well, I'll speak to that, man, because it's funny. Like when we got the date for this podcast, we started practicing a low volume set. So what y'all heard was us practicing for this podcast. This is we're normally way louder than this. Mm. We're like a big pop dance band. You know what I mean? And like we got this gig and we started doing some low volume sets and we started working around one mic and kind of practicing for this thing. And it made us tighter. Like you all don't understand. Like when you all invite bands on this show, you all make bands tighter practicing for this show because they have to practice low volume and they have to like start thinking about how to mix together and work together as a band and all that. And I mean, I'm lucky to have some people who have been in bands before, so they know how to chill and fill their role. But man, we started practicing for this and we were like, man, we sound kind of good like this.
Mm. No,
we might just keep doing this.
I think that's I've heard that before. I really have heard other bands say, man, we hear each other a little bit better now because we had to kind of pare it down or do these things.
I mean, we just had Bedford Band in here. I don't know if you're familiar with them, but they are loud as fuck. Like they will blow you away. And they came in here and were just, again, just real chill, just grooving. And it was so cool to see because like normally, I mean, they would blow the windows out of this place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think there is a point to be made about that you did pay attention to the medium and go, look, we need to listen. We need to bring it down. We need to control volume and really hear each other. And it does lead to, you know, a room of musicians listening and I think catching a different vibe. I think you are able to catch that wave in practices that maybe you don't catch in other times. You might have caught them at a perfect time. Three rehearsals when you're going, all right, we've got intent, we've got purpose, we're listening, we're bringing this down at a volume level. You may be riding a real nice wave right now.
I feel really lucky. I got to tell you, kind of like we were saying on, you feel a void when other things come along and I'm ready to play some saxophone. So I was so thankful for Brian and Tim, who's actually not here, the multi-percussionist who heads a whole nother color layer. Mm. I play with him in another band and I'm grateful to be here. So yeah, I'm like we're saying, the people that actually listen and we can all make suggestions and work together to make some grooves, man. Insatiable digs, in fact.
All right, so this band feels built as much as around the music as it is around Jeff. You know, you built it because you heard something that was special when you were hearing, you know, the break room singing. So, you know, what is that? What, I mean, do you feel like a responsibility when you hear something like that? I don't know if you've heard that before. I don't know if you've really taken that seriously before, but it's out there now. I mean, this was built because he heard you singing. Does that does that make you feel a way?
I mean, it's been some years. I mean, honestly, I've never thought about it, but you're right. I mean, I do remember that moment where Brian mentioned it and I just kind of like paused and went, huh, okay. And once he reached out to me, I want to say some years later, this is probably what, 2017, 18, something like that. He said, hey man, remember that time that we were talking about singing? I said, yeah. He said, well, I'm putting a band together. I'd like to be, like to throw in the mix and be a part of it. What do you think? It's like, okay, I'll do anything once. I'll try it out.
All right, let me ask you this, Brian.
Done it twice, yeah.
How many phone calls did you make? How many people did you call?
Band one.
Yeah.
I mean, Jeff was my boy. Me and Jeff were personal trainers at Urban Active, man, a long time ago.
Shout out to Urban.
Shout out Urban
and,
Active.
And man, we were just like, yeah, man, we were in there doing our thing. And I told him, I was like, one day I'll build a band around you. So I texted him one time, and I mean, that's what it takes. It just takes somebody showing up. And he showed
up. Someone answering a call.
I said, look, man, I got some songs. Come over and just let me show them to you. And he came over. And he just kept coming over. And that's all it is, man. You got to keep showing up.
No, it's more than that. It's just more than him. It's you had this thing years ago, 15 years ago, where you like, many people would lose that. They would never think about it again. Oh, he could sing. Most musicians, especially any that write songs. I mean, this may be a very my thought kind of selfish way of thinking, but most people that write their own, so they don't want anybody else to sing it. They don't want other people to, even if they're not the best, they would prefer to just give it a shot themselves and have a bad.
Well, I ain't gonna sing that shit.
Let's make it clear. Brian is an amazing singer. Like, Brian is a very, very good singer. And
I ain't singing this shit.
Yeah. Well, even if, but the fact that you went from 15 years ago to making that call, to you having the trust in him to go, I'll do it. Why not? I'll do it. You said this a long time ago. I haven't thought about it, but yeah, man. And then we're here now, and you know, you got this amazing music released online, dude. It's just, I think it's a bigger, crazier story than you let it. You're way too chill about it, you know? And that's, I think you nice might be you too, because I don't think any of this is here without you, Jeff. So very, very...
It's really neat. Kismet. It's just a cool story. Like, we always ask the bands kind of how they get together, and I've not really heard this, where it's just like, oh yeah, well, I heard him sing, and then years later was like, come be in my band.
It's nice to say, but when you think about it, I mean, we just keep doing a thing that's fun, man. We just keep doing it.
Well, and if it sucked the first time it'd been done, if y'all didn't like each other, you wouldn't answer the phone. You wouldn't have said, yeah, I'll come try. I mean, and there's a lot of things that come into play to make it all work.
Yeah.
Week after week, it's fun. So we just keep doing it.
I was going to say, I think like your whole thing is like your chill ass attitude. I feel like just is like everything to this.
Everybody come in. Everybody get in.
Like, it really does center around that. Like, it doesn't, you know, obviously doesn't hurt that these are just cool people, because we all play individually with lots of other people, right? I mean, how right before the interview started, we were talking about Jason playing with Craig Wagner tomorrow night. He lights up. He's like, he's doing what? You know, I'm like, yeah, we all do our own individual thing. But when Brian calls, like, you know, it's like, yeah, Brian's cool as fuck. He writes great songs. The people that he hangs with are cool. He's got a cool spot. We're all going to...
It's not going to be a bad time.
It's going to be a good time. And we all just kind of show up and have a good time. And we're all friends. We just got to know you, but you're cool. You know,
hey man, watch your shit. All right. No, I'm just kidding.
Still on probation.
It is 90 days. I think you're within the frame. So, you know, you passed the first test. You were great tonight. But yeah, man, I'm super excited to kind of see where this ends up, because I think you are still scratching the surface of what you're
We're playing Port Castle coming up. What is it? What's the date?
It's 17th through the 19th,
May 17th.
But we don't know
what day. We'll be there. These fellas
will be playing with you.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
These guys will be there.
We're playing with Joanne's band, too. Joanova.
Joanova. So that's me and Brian and Jason and Nick and my friend Meg. And we used to also be in a band called Joanne the Dakota. So, So these two dudes I played with for, like, a decade or more, like, they're like family to me. So I was like, oh my god, they're in this band too. Of like, okay, I can hang out with them all the time and, like, you know, try to convince them to be in my new band. I'm like, just kind of work my way
history here.
When they're all like, yeah, we'll do it. I'm like, make me razzle dazzle you. I want to, like, try to, like, you know, do an audition and, like, you know, impress you guys. You know, Brian's like, I've always wanted to play with you. I'll do it. I'm like, okay, cool.
It's easy enough.
Play whatever you want.
Yeah, and Brian has the best spot, and so it's like, anytime he's free, yeah, I'd be like, oh yeah, come over, we're jamming. So whoever can show up to practice, every practice isn't everyone there. And he can even play tracks of people that aren't there. Like, if Jeff can't make it, we can still all practice and hear Jeff's voice and stuff. So yeah, Brian's just chilling and hanging out and, yeah, down to jam. All times.
Sounds like a good time.
You guys are
good
all vibes. Welcome.
No, dude, don't you send out invites. We will show up. I've learned that about us three. We are shower uppers. All right, so I don't know, man. I really want to. So what do you all have in the works right now? What's coming on the forefront for Insatiable Digs? What's the big thought process? I mean, it sounds like there's a bunch of other stuff going on with the, you know, other bands. You're going to be playing the festival circuit, which is awesome. So what's this summer and moving on into the future look like for you guys?
Can we say that we did a... I'm going to backtrack just a hair. Just
I hope you said, the answer is yes. You can say okay. You did what?
We fairly recently did one of our first event gigs, corporate gigs.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, dude.
Nice. Yeah.
Big money gigs, yeah. Baby. That's the ones
we
that pay.
We were paid.
That's the ones you go, yeah, we'll do it.
Paid
we'll do
event.
It. We'll do it. How much? Yes, we'll do it. We will do that.
How many cover songs you want?
Yeah, whatever you want. We got the band for it, baby. All right,
coolest
we're
thing
these.
Though, because it was for Jeff's work, and a lot of people didn't know he sang. So we got to see people's reaction when he starts singing. All these people that know him that never heard him sing. So that was super fun. Of like, people were freaking out. Like they were freaking out. Yeah, it was really cool.
That was a fun night. We had a great time with that.
Yeah, so we imagine. Did a bunch of covers and stuff, and that was fun too to like learn a bunch of cover songs and stuff. So yeah, which I'm like, if we can play other events, I'm like. We have each of us got paid a decent amount, and there's a lot of people in the band. Well, okay, hey, so I was like, dude,
those are
song.
Yes events, man. Those are the ones you go, look, we're gonna do this because it's gonna pay for our next month, y'all.
And
everybody's
it's
gonna
to
be
sing
happy
those
with
songs
yeah.
too. Like to sing with him and like her and like yeah, I'm just in the background. Like they're both such amazing singers that I'm like, yeah, let me just throw in a little harmony part, like doing prints and stuff. Like yeah,
and it still makes you better. I mean, anytime y'all go, all right, let's try this.
I was gonna say, I think it speaks to the versatility. I mean, we go from doing a corporate event where we're doing well, Material Girl, and you know, When Doves Cry, and then we go to doing this like you know, chill. 8 people in a tiny room. Let's really bring it down. And, you know, we do that back to back. It's just like makes you, you know, much more versatile and much stronger as a band because now, you know, much more dynamic. You know, we got a lot of places to go. Brian just told me the other day he was writing a new song. You're asking what's good, what's next? Up? I'm like, so apparently he's still writing. We got,
we're coming back in here. We got a new song. We got to come back in here now. Yeah.
Patrick refuses, man. He's like, no, sir.
Well, and as the sax, new sax guy, I came in from playing like top 40 cover band stuff too, which is new for me. I was always like the original music guy. And then it's like you're saying, it's fun to be like, you're playing some random bar and then like somebody screams from the back, like, that's my song. And they come running, and yes. So it's fun to bring that flavor here. But what's next for Insatiable Digs? I would love to add my flavor here. I feel like I'm the new member, saxophone action coming for Insatiable Digs.
He said, we're going to have an all sax album coming out next.
No. Hopefully, tasteful, everything we're saying. No, I don't want to overplay.
I'm on board for that.
I'm trying to add the Huffer touch to the Digs this summer.
Oh, man. I appreciate it.
It fits the sound, for sure.
Yeah, as long as it's not really touching anything. Well, I mean, it's just the music, dude. Just the music. I think I get you, sir. I get what you're... I pick up what you're putting down.
I mean, it's a soul band. That is, you know, it's core. What's a soul band without a horn section, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It was cool the first, like, second night you were there, maybe. We were doing, like, what was a two-part harmony all of a sudden was a three-part harmony because we had a sax doing the three-part harmony. I was like, ooh, that's interesting.
Saxy? Did you say saxy?
Yeah, I did. I apologize.
You did have that mic, didn't you? Right, okay. Okay. Thank you.
I
really
apologize.
Whew, that's the first time on the phone. No. All right. Well, I'm certainly, I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm stoked to see. I mean, I'm definitely going to catch a show now that I've seen you in here. I want to see what it sounds like in a big loud room.
Oh my God, I couldn't imagine like you all full force, full wall of sound.
It's death metal, man. It's death metal.
So, yeah, I did have a real smart question just a second ago that I totally forgot.
When's our Melwood Tavern gig?
Oh, we're playing a Melwood Tavern June 8th. We're playing for like 2 hours.
Yeah, you want to ask what's next? We got to do a 2 hour.
We're doing like 2 hours.
We haven't done 2 hours
yet. Saturday night.
So that's what we're
going to
do.
Oh, dude, y'all going to have to do some crowd work.
June 8th. Yeah, we're going to have Joanne tell jokes.
Yeah, man. We're playing for like 2 hours.
When is this then?
More Insatiable Digs than we can handle. June 8th.
June 8th.
Yeah.
It's probably on the outdoor
stage, so maybe it'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that's one of my favorite like vibe catching places in the world, man. You can go watch a band and just like disappear into the music.
Yeah. Can't wait to do it.
We're gonna disappear you, man.
That is a good spot to disappear.
We're probably gonna play a couple cover songs. I mean, I personally want to play.
That's what I was gonna say.
Material Girl and Too Close by Next. Y'all know
Brian wants to put it on the record.
How's it
go? Hey, how does that go?
That's Too Close. Baby,
oh yeah.
It's a song about boners. You've heard it before.
You're making it hard for me. Yes, let's go. All right, that's a necessity now. So that actually was what I was going to talk about was covers. Is that, you know, you can do, especially with a band as big as yours, people like when you do it, you know, the uniform way. But when you do your own like thing on a cover and add your own with your all's band, I'm totally convinced that you all could add your own flavor to any cover and make it original and cool. So I can imagine you all have a lot of fun with covers. That'd be fun. Or if you don't, I would challenge you to do that. Throw your own thing. Like do it, and then just at some point make it your own. Like especially at Melwood, that's such a jam band place. Do something for like 3 minutes. It's just totally.
Brian writes so many songs that we only had to start learning covers for this corporate gig because they requested it.
Yeah,
so we actually.
That's totally what you have. I mean, dude, it's totally. I get it. But if you're going to do more corporate,
we don't need covers.
If you're going to do more corporate gigs, yeah, you should at least have fun with those. I do not encourage covers. Believe me, this is not a cover podcast. Nobody's ever played one here, and they never will. Don't get me wrong there. But yeah, gigs.
I feel you though.
Fun.
Like when you put your own spin on something, yeah. I feel like it helps certain audiences connect. You know, because there's. Obviously, everybody in this room wants to hear original, you know, like we're out on the edge. We don't want to hear but there are certain audiences that just want to come jam to Michael Jackson and Prince.
They don't want to have to think about it.
Yeah.
It's super fun and super happy.
When you can add your own flair to something that everybody knows, it is fun.
I came to this corporate event to get hammered and dance to some, 80s songs.
Exactly.
If that isn't what you're delivering.
Dude, I got a lot of respect for that.
Hey, man. Especially if they pay $5,000.
Play some Michael or something, man.
No kidding.
Dance.
Bolton. Buble.
How can I supposed to live without you?
McDonald. We did not think of him.
In a moment, believes.
All right, you guys. So for our listeners and the people watching this thing, where can they find you? Where can they follow you? Where can they listen to you? And more importantly, where can they find you playing out live and come watch you?
All the plugs. Come on, Brian.
All the plugs. Somebody.
They can find us on Instagram, Insatiable Digs, or Facebook, Insatiable Digs. We're playing next at Poor Castle,
Spotify,
Amazon Music, y'all know where to find it. Just the name Insatiable Digs. Just put it in.
Use the internet. Google Insatiable Digs.
We'll pop up. All right.
Brian.
We got this. What? The internet.
Yeah.
We're playing next at Poor Castle May 17th through the 19th. One of those days. We'll be there.
Poor Castle,
Castle. Just Insatiable Digs on the internet. You'll find us. We're there.
All right. Well, you can also check them out on the Top Hill YouTube account. So go to that. Subscribe. Follow on Instagram. Do all those things. Check us out next time. Really appreciate you guys. Had a great night.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you all. That was great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Cheers.
Top Hill. Shout out to Top Hill.